Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Recently, we installed a new feature on our website called You Produce, where we are soliciting your ideas. You are all producers of this show. Visit that page called You Produce, state a fact, pose a question, suggest a guest, a topic, or an entire series, or make a correction. See You Produce at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. This is a new thing. And now we have our first listener recommended segment from the You Produce page. It's from a listener, John in Morningside Heights, who wanted us to explore whether a vegan diet could be beneficial or risky for children. His email came on the heels of an op-ed in the New York Times by food writer Nina Plank, reacting to the sentencing of a vegan couple in Atlanta whose six-week-old baby had died of starvation, technically. Plank argued that vegans should not raise their young children without dairy and eggs, at very least. So to explore whether or not it is healthy for an infant or a child to be raised as a vegan, we have two guests. One of them is Nina Plank, the former director of New York's Green Market and author of the book Real Food, What to Eat and Why, published by Bloomsbury, and Vasanto Molina, a dietitian, a vegan, and author of various books, including Becoming Vegan, published by the Book Publishing Company. Vasanto, welcome to WNYC, and Nina, welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Vasanto, as the vegan, I'm going to start with you and ask you just to define or describe, for those listeners who don't actually know what it is, what does it mean to be a vegan?
A vegan doesn't use any animal products and doesn't consume milk, dairy, and eggs, but they can still put together a wonderfully adequate vegan diet.
So when you say no animal products, you mean no animal products. So
no animal products.
No leather belts or shoes, anything like that.
Well, the vegan diet is excluding meat, dairy, and eggs. So I guess that's our focus really here.
That's the diet.
Yes.
Okay. And so what do you eat? How do you get your protein in your case?
Well, protein actually comes from a wide variety of plant foods. That's where animals get their protein. And so you can easily get enough protein and actually optimal amounts from grains, legumes, vegetables. Legumes are beans, peas, and lentils, and a wide variety of foods. And you get a good quality protein. You can certainly get enough. The American Dietetic Association has supported the adequacy of a vegan diet at all stages of the life cycle, including during pregnancy, lactation, infancy, childhood, and adolescence. And they don't come to this conclusion lightly. They're quite a conservative group. The American Dietetic Association, Dietitians of Canada, and the American Academy of Pediatrics agrees that this is an appropriate diet. In fact, it can lessen your risk of chronic disease.
Nina Plank, is your position that in no case should a child be fed only a vegan diet in the early years of life?
That is my position. I don't think it's sound, and I take a very long view on this. The long view I take is that humans evolved as omnivores, and if we look at traditional diets all over the world, we see that there is no entire society that subsists over generations and reproduces on a diet strictly of plant foods alone. They all supplement to some degree or another with either milk, as in traditional Indian vegetarian diets, or with eggs in other diets, sometimes both, sometimes even just with insects. It was found that vegans in India developed B12 deficiency anemia when they moved to Great Britain. And that was probably because they were eating refined flours in Great Britain, which had no traces of insects in them whatsoever, the industrial food supply putting a great primacy on sterility or cleanliness of food. Probably they were getting just the amount of B12 they needed. B12 is found only in animal sources from the spare insects.
Well, actually, they had night soil on their plants.
One at a time.
They were dirty plants that they were eating in India. And that was the reason for the change.
Dirty plants?
Yes.
And then
what does dirty plants mean?
Well, just because there was bacterial contamination on the plants that they were eating
Nina?
In India.
There are certain kinds of vitamin B12 developed by microfauna, basically, little tiny bacteria. You find little bits of B12 in fermented foods like beer. But in fact, that is a different form of vitamin B12 than the kind found in animal foods. And B12 deficiency is just one possible deficiency of a vegan diet. I've said that I think an adult who was well-nourished in the womb, well-nourished by breast milk, which is the ideal food, of course, even for vegan babies, and well-nourished in childhood in the teen years, all of which are periods of high nutritional needs, as everyone agrees, can probably be fine on a vegan diet with artificial supplementation. However, I think the needs for complete protein from animal sources, for certain fat-soluble vitamins A and D, which are found fully formed in animal foods, mm-hmm. and for fish oils, which is a really interesting thing we can discuss, and I know that you've written a lot on EPA and DHA from plant sources, I think these needs are so overwhelming for the pregnant, the nursing woman, and the infant that I consider a vegan diet risky for those people.
We have just a few minutes for phone calls. Hang on. I want to give our listeners, if you're a vegan, if you're raising a vegan baby, or anyone else, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Nina, do you go so far as to say that breastfeeding for a new baby, because often that's the sole source of nutrition for a new baby, that breastfeeding is not sufficient if the mother is a vegan?
We have studies that show that vegan breast milk contains less DHA, that's a long-chain fat, which is essential for the baby's mm-hmm. eye and brain development. We don't have studies that I'm aware of that show that these babies to what degree, if any, they suffer from that.
Right.
We just
okay.
know that vegan breast milk is different than omnivorous.
Vasanto, you wanted to say?
There are
studies that show that vegan babies do just fine. They're well-nourished, their brains are well-developed, they're at more optimal weight levels. In fact, North American children could do better on a vegan diet in terms of weight. We have about 1 in 5 teenagers that is overweight at this point.
Vasanto, what do you think about the Atlanta case?
The Atlanta case was a tragic case of child abuse, and it didn't have anything to do with responsible families who choose to raise their children on well-planned, balanced vegan diets.
I think we have a lot to agree on, and we can agree there.
It doesn't make sense.
One at a time, Vasanto, go ahead. For
a baby dying at 6 weeks of age, because on any diet, babies don't eat meat, dairy, or eggs at 6 weeks of age. So the vegan diet was irrelevant.
Nina, you agree with her on this case?
I agree that it was an individual case of tragic ignorance about what is adequate for babies, and I think it raises a very important question about soy milk. Informed parents know that soy milk is in no way adequate for babies and doesn't replace soy formula. However, I have grave concerns about the forms of industrial soy products that vegans and vegetarians often rely on, and I would just like to encourage vegans and vegetarians to examine the difference between industrial soy products, which are made from isolated soy protein and very recent in the diet and brought to you by industrial food, and the traditional soy foods such as miso and tempeh and natto that Asian cultures have consumed for about 2,000 years.
Jeffrey in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeffrey.
Good morning. I had some personal experience where I stopped eating meat for a couple of years and my blood red cell levels went down. And so I'm wondering about the role that individual variation plays in being able to properly metabolize the protein, not doing a scientific analysis.
Right, individual variation. That's a great question. Vasanto, maybe it's okay for some babies and not okay for other babies.
No, it can work for all babies. And he's talking about individual variation. We can develop a diet. On any type of diet, people have variations. But we can certainly get adequate levels of protein, of vitamin B12, of iron on vegetarian diets. We have no greater rates of iron deficiency anemia on vegetarian diets.
Now, here's a mom of a two-year-old vegan, Tracy, in Pearl River. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Tracy, I see Tracy. I know that's one of those names like Pat that can be either, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually, my son is 2.5. He's going to be 3 in August, and we haven't had any issues from day one. Now, that being said, most vegans don't eat a proper diet. And you need to be informed nutritionally exactly what your body needs, and then you need to do what one needs to do. Our pediatrician, from day one, our son has been advanced in his verbal skills and his auto skills. And
I see what you mean.
Right. I hear him.
He's just an amazing little guy. And, you know, our pediatrician has no qualms. He's actually right on the money with us, and he's just your traditional pediatrician. You know, he doesn't tell us one way or another. But when he looks at my son, everything with him is perfect.
So, Nina, we know there's no vocal cord deficiency from raising a vegan child.
Well, as it happens, that was my son who's
omnivore. That's your son.
He was just wandering in with his dad there to get something. I think I'm very happy for the healthy vegetarian and vegan families out there, including babies, and I applaud them for the great care they take in adding the supplements that are required. But the point remains that a traditional vegan diet doesn't exist because it doesn't sustain human populations over time. So you have to recognize that it is an artificial and a modern diet.
It is a modern diet. I think we can make that point. And what we did in Becoming Vegan in our books, Raising Vegetarian Children and the new Becoming Vegetarian, was just point out very clearly how to do it. People do need to learn this. I think it's really irresponsible, though, to say that it can't be done, because it's a very positive step. The United Nations FAO issued a report entitled Livestock's Long Shadow, Environmental Issues and Options, and they state that cattle and in the meat and dairy industries generate more global warming greenhouse gases than can be blamed on transportation and the use of vehicles. I mean, we need to be cutting down on our environmental footprint.
Let me get one more story in here. Maggie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a baby. She's 7 months, and I was pregnant. When I was pregnant towards the end of my pregnancy, I'm a vegan, and I was vegan. And I went to the doctor, and she said my protein levels were really low. And I had to start incorporating some organic eggs into my diet and fish.
Well, a lot of times physicians don't know the good plant sources of protein. I mean, how could they? They're not learning that at medical school.
All plant protein sources are inadequate and of lesser quality compared to animal sources. I know that's not politically correct. I know
the American Dietetic Association doesn't think it's politically correct.
But the fact remains that the sources of animal proteins contain the right number and balance and ratio of amino acids required for human growth and development.
We just have 30 seconds left, and I wonder if Maggie's story is not the bottom line here for vegan parents who want to raise a vegan child to give it a shot, but then closely monitor things like protein levels. That was still during pregnancy in her case, and see. So not to make a blanket recommendation never to go down that road, as long as they do it carefully and with monitoring.
Well,
Nina,
10
seconds.
On any diet.
I'd just like to say that I have
feeding our child, how we're going through pregnancy. I mean, it's an important time. We have high nutrient demands, and so people are
okay, and Nina, you're going to get the last word in 10 seconds.
I would just say that if I were pregnant, nursing, or raising a baby, I would not risk a vegan diet. I would absolutely incorporate some healthy sources of milk and eggs, and ideally fish oil from happy and healthy animals who don't spoil the environment, and they're out there to be found.
Nina Plank there is the author of Real Food, What to Eat and Why. Santo Molina is the author of Becoming Vegan. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.